So yeah, when you're ready, closing our eyes, making sure your bodies are comfortable. Settling in. Settling down. Laying everything down, your bodies, your minds, your breath, your hearts, sort of down, as if you could, just lay down in the lap, the invisible lap. And feel held. Really feeling held. Make sure you have cushions that you're warm so that you can create the conditions that help this letting go. And laying down, give it a bit of time so that gravity can do her work. Gravity is the invisible call of the embracing one. She takes the weight of the body if you let go into her call. She takes the weight of your bones. And your skin. And she loves your exhale. She drinks your exhale. And gravity eats the weight of your forehead and your eyeballs. And she drinks your exhale. And she nibbles at your pelvis, inviting a letting go there, a surrendering. And she caresses your thighs. Gravity, she does, so that your sits bones and your hips and your thighs begin to both let go, surrender, but also wake up to something more tactile, more alive. Hello. There's a lot of hello going on. and your hands and fingers are sort of sinking into her. Your whole body. Letting go, spreading down, and there's nothing that you need to do, absolutely nothing, even as you hear these words. The words are working with gravity. She's hired these words to wash over your body, to wash over the inside of your body, of your head, your hair, your skin, your organs. Just washing over the whole of your being. These words, she hired them. They're like a waterfall. And when the words dissolve, it's the silence that continues the work. It's not work. It's more like caressing and washing and combing and laying down. And holding and making space. And listening and making more space here. And here, and here, more space, more listening is given to you. It's free. You don't have to do it. But perhaps you can abide with it, the space, the listening. Your body certainly doesn't have to manufacture the space or the listening. Your bodies can just unfold in this space and listening. Your mind certainly don't have to manufacture the space or the listening. They can just. Our minds, they can just do whatever they do. the thoughts, the images, the memories. They just do what they do in the space that you don't have to manufacture. Because it's ever present. It's here. And your breath enjoys the space. Your in-breath just enjoys the generosity of the openness of this space. And the exhale, well, it just knows. How intimately connected it is to the openness, to the spaciousness. And the suffering in your body, the pain, the tension. The fear or the contraction. It loves the spaciousness and the listening. Finally, a moment together where this is remembered. So the pain says, or thinks, or feels, finally. And the breath agrees, and the breath and the pain, they hold hands in this openness. And we don't know what happens then. That's the wilderness of experience when it's allowed, when the mind doesn't try to control it, when the breath and the layer of experience hold hands and just be. We don't know. We taste moment after moment. And we rest as this openness. And we don't know. And maybe some movement arises. Or maybe the breath lengthens. Or maybe it's utter and perfect stillness. And we don't know. And we don't want to know in that way that we usually want to know out there, here, together. We surrender the need to know. We just hear. With life, with the movement that ripples, and that maybe moves the body. One moment, rippling body, and the next moment, stillness and spaciousness. One moment, suffering. When I say suffering, I mean tension, fear, anxiety is felt very directly right now, aloud. And the exhale and the suffering, holding hands. And the breath, the in-breath too. And maybe somehow a thought comes in, a thought of someone or somewhere or something. And the thought is cherished aloud. The thought is cherished because it's the thought of a person or a place or something. And then back to perhaps a sense of the totality without any particular attention. Just surrendering to the totality of your experience. The totality of your body, not just one area of your body, but the whole cloud of body. Your whole body, whatever that is, just right this moment, your whole body. More like a cloud now. You don't really feel its hard edges. It's intimately connected with its surrounding, the earth, the air. And you feel your body, its totality. Just like that. without trying to rub out anything, without trying to, without listening to that voice that tells you your body should be different. Just this body, just right now. Saying yes, like a big yes. But it's not you saying yes, it's yes saying yes. And the breath. And I know there are layers that feel very dense and tense, but feel also between those densities and beyond those densities and all around these words, which are somehow densities. They have a sort of densities. And the same with the feeling in your neck or in your shoulders or in your gut or wherever or in your heart. There's density, there's thingness. But then feel also how there is. There isn't thingness. Even in. At the heart of the density of the tension in your neck, or the sound of this voice, or the anxiety in the belly, or the fear, or whatever, feel that. There is no thingness there. Really, it's not solid. It's alive, yes. But it's so connected to borderlessness and openness and so, and even emptiness. So give yourself permission to let go into the no-thingness. Without rubbing anything away. Feel the thingness and then feel the no-thingness. And if this does make no, if this makes no sense, just let it wash over you. It's that thing, right? That Zen thing or Buddhist thing, fullness and void, void and fullness. But because we spend so much time feeling the thingness of our bodies, of our lives, of our minds, of our circumstances, it all feels so solid and so real and so finite and so heavy. And so here in meditation, whoa, we it's like we're tripping a bit. Suddenly we are orbiting. Everything can orbit, can orbit the thingness. Sort of feel the nothingness, the openness. Just for a bit, just here together. Let your bodies sort of come undone. They're free floating in this openness. And they can just come undone, and you can let your body sort of move, but feel that it is being moved and unraveled. And your legs, some force, invisible forces. Pulling gently at your legs, drawing them down. And you can just let them go down, and your arms down, something, some invisible force is shaking things up and combing your body out into the outer space. Emptying your skull. Emptying your thoughts out into the openness. Dropping your eyeballs into outer space. Dropping your jaw, filling your mouth and your ears and your eye cavities and your nostrils with silence, the silence of outer space. Why not? See what happens for you when you surrender the body like that. Trusting your experience, your images, your movement. Maybe some invisible hands come and help, caressing, unlocking, breathing on. Onto areas of the body that need medicine. Sometimes we don't know. Well, we never know, but sometimes we feel like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know. This doesn't work. I feel disconnected. And so it's important to feel that feeling. That feeling is so precious. It's a feeling we don't like. We want to remedy it, and it never gets a chance just to be here. to really be here. The feeling of being disconnected, alone, struggling. And so we let it be here. We feel it. We feel its posture, its shape. We feel the emotion of it, the pain of it. Somehow we know that this feeling, this place, this isolated, disconnected one, is so sacred. This suffering, so important to feel. And now I'm thinking of Christ and how he came, perhaps to remind us of that. And so, to feel the humility of this suffering place. Just that suffering one. And to feel that when it is allowed and felt and loved, something happens, something very quiet happens. Very deep, very intimate. And it takes time. And it takes our community to have the courage to stay at that place. And to see what happens there. And to know that each one of us has a place like that. And to know, therefore, that when we know our own place of suffering, when we welcome it like this, slow, without any agenda. We're also doing it for the community of friends. Our suffering becomes less personal. My suffering is your suffering. I think that Jesus said, amongst other things, Love thy neighbor as yourself. And I think that that may imply that first you have to love yourself. And when you love yourself, you love your neighbors. And it's sort of, it's not even a sort of causal thing. It's just automatic that when you love yourself, you love your neighbors because you and your neighbors are so deeply connected. And so when you, when I, when we can be with and in the place of suffering without any agenda, we are loving ourselves and our neighbor. And so it is. Letting our bodies move a bit, if that feels right, just with in the echo of what has just been shared, just letting your body be moved. The invisible hands are just taking your body, lovingly moving your body very gently. Wherever it happens, there's absolutely no one way for it to happen. And your breath also is deepening. Just letting the ripples of the invisible open space ripple your body. And so it moves on your head and your spine and your shoulders, maybe, and your torso and your arms, and maybe even your hands and your fingers. And I don't know, maybe your arms are stretching away from your torso. Just see what happens. Don't open your eyes. That's forbidden. Just trusting your own delicate, sensual, and tactile. Very slow so that it doesn't move into some kind of mechanical doing. It's a very sensual unfolding. You feel your pelvis, your perineum, your hips, your thighs, really very connected to the energy of the earth. Even though we may, the mind's like, well, I don't know what that means. It doesn't matter. They know what it means. Trust. Letting the sounds or the breath be audible. Your spine, it likes to find a bit more flexibility. It can move like a cat. Slowly, your head, your neck, wherever it's a bit tight or very tight, just go really slowly, letting the ripples lick the place that hurts. The ripples are moving the physical body, but also inside, they're just, I don't know, the energy body might be learning how to Be heard. It's very instinctual, so don't try to find it with your mind. Just trust your touch, the tips of your fingers, and the sensuality of the touch and the taste of your mouth and that kind of thing. And even the pain of the body, trust that. That's very sensual, very erotic. Yes, it is. Everything's erotic. Not just localized eroticism, unlocated eroticism, the whole of your experience. Eros, I'm not talking about sex really, I'm talking about love. But a love that is tactile, that permeates everything. That permeates your senses. Yes, and when the body feels at some point, at least mine always feels like it wants to slide back into stillness. And you let it slide back into stillness all by itself. And you feel almost you're the stillness. And the body slides into you. Talk about erotic. And you spread in all directions. And you don't know, and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, and that's the beauty of it too. I don't know. And yet I know there is something here amongst us, within us. Letting yourselves, each one of us feel the deep intimacy of your being. It's a mystery. It's connectedness with itself. Just feeling that it's like a flame, always, always here, right at the heart of your being. And I don't know what that is. And it shines in all experiences, no matter what they are. Nothing is a mistake, no experience. And the experience that feels like it's a mistake, you want to get rid of it. There you are, the one to love. So you can simultaneously love your neighbor. And always trusting the body when she wants to sigh or move or feel or rest. But of course, I know because I'm just like you, that's exactly what we don't do out there. And that's okay. Just the way it is. We don't do, but then we do. That's also very mysterious. And beautiful. I think I'll end with a piece of music for us, and so. I don't know, be comfortable, maybe lying down or just resting, allowing this piece of music to caress. You.